Chavod. With your permission.
Mizrat Hashem, in 10 days is Purim. Megillah tells us, Salach and Shulchan Aruch, a special mitzvah to have Seudat Purim, a meal. This Seudat Purim is different that maybe from all the meals that we have. Well, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara says, for example, that we have to have 3 meals on Shabbat. The halacha is only if you really enjoy the meal. Let's say somebody is on a diet, somebody doesn't feel well. It's not a mitzvah to stuff yourself. Maybe it's a sin. You do brachot levatala. The mitzvah is to have pleasure from the food. That's the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to eat. It's a mistake. If somebody is not hungry, he's not allowed to eat. The same thing applies to Chagim. Shavuot may be a little bit different, but almost the same. If you're not hungry, don't eat. If you want to lose weight, don't eat. Even though while you're eating, you can have pleasure from the food. But if you don't want it, so you don't have to. Purim, there's no excuse. You have to have that Purim. Not exactly the way I say, but Chachamim say is leaning towards more than obligation than optional, like in Shabbat and Yom Tov. I says, what's important about it? Why Mordechai, Shekhtar Stagdola, they made this halacha, you must have Seudat Purim. Seudat Purim, some Chachamim say, the second mitzvah that we have on Purim is Shluach Manot, applies really to Seudat Purim. The way it says in the Gemara, the way it, in the Rishonim, people used to send food for the Seudat Purim, for the Seuda. The Mishloach Manot was for the Seuda, not the candies, not the junk, and not healthy things. So again, another mitzvah, to supply for the Seuda. So, but they made it this way. I just, you know, I'll make Seudat Purim and say, okay, Mishloach Manot, I'll send the guy some money. No, no good money, no. He's going to buy whatever he wants. Why should I send him something he might not like? Sense. I should send him money, let him go to the supermarket, buy what he wants. It's not tzedakah. I said, no, Mishloach Manot, you must send food. Okay. I don't know yet why, but let's assume. So the halacha is, you have to send 2 things to him, not 1. 2 things. Why 2? And why it's called manot? What's called manot? Portion, it's not portion. 2 things. Shnei dvarim. Mishloach shnei dvarim, not manot. Where do you get the word manot from? Shnei dvarim. Mishloach manot, please send 2 things. And again, either for the Seuda or not for the Seuda, doesn't matter, but you have to have 2. What do you get from where? Yes, and some Chachamim have special tefillot, you know, before the Seuda, before the Mishloach Manot, special kavanot, yichudim, every week. Of course, the way the Gemara tells us, and Rambam, the Rabba, they say the Purim will stay forever, and Megillah will stay forever, you see that every little thing is so important, because Purim will stay forever. It means Mashiach will come, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Toshana, probably Yom Kippur will be canceled, everything. And Purim is going to stay. Purim is going to stay. What is Purim going to say? Gedei Mishloach Manot on Purim and Mashiach is here. And you start Purim and Mashiach is here. This is so important. What's so important about it? Remember the Gemara said to Yerushalmi and the Zohar says that on Har Sinai, while Moshe was staying on Har Sinai, Hashem told him besides the 10 commandments and he taught him the Torah, two things. He gave him a blueprint of Beit HaMikdash, as well the Megillat Esther, whatever it means. Moshe knew Megillat Esther already. It's a Gemara. You see how important it is. As if besides the Torah and all the halachot Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, it's before Hashem told Moshe everything. The Gemara says Hashem already told Moshe Rabbeinu in the Bipurim, Gimel Megillat Esther, and here it is. Of course, it was not actual physical thing, but probably he sent him the text or something. Said, this is Megillat Esther. Likewise, the blueprint of Beit HaMikdash. And Hashem told him this is the blueprint, and then Moshe gave it to Yeshua, and then David had it. But eventually, Shmuel printed it, and wrote it. And it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. I said, again, Megillat Esther, what's important on Megillat Esther? So just from this to know the Megillat Esther, besides with the Gemara, there, of course, was written by Ruach HaKodesh, Esther Mordechai. But it can stay forever. This will stay forever. Because all the Tanakh, it says in the Gemara, all the Tanakh will be canceled. All the books that you have at home, it's worthless. Even the Siddur will change. But Megillat Esther is going to be the same. So in you can have Chamisha Chamishei Torah on your shelf, you have Megillat Esther on your shelf. He says, what's the problem with Megillat Esther? We don't say anything about it. Of course, all of it's secret, but still. So Megillah starts like this. That Ahasuerus decided to make a party. This is chapter 1. Again, we have to remember Megillah was said by Ruach HaKodesh. So there's nothing extra. By the way, the Gemara says that the Megillat Esther has to be written by a Sofer with lines like Torah. A lot of things very compatible, very compared to Torah. Achatam Sefer said the light from Megillat Esther is bigger than the light of Torah. When you come to Beit HaKnesset and you hear people read the Torah, you get certain light. Achatam Sefer said you come to Purim and you hear Megillat Esther, you get more light than you get while you come to Beit HaKnesset and listen from Torah. Again, this is something very special. So again, it is Megillat Esther, and you have to know every letter, every word. If somebody misses one letter, it's not yours, it's Megillah. But Torah is not like this. So if people read the Torah, and you have to go outside, you didn't hear what the Baal Kura said, you did okay. Megillah, no, you can't miss one letter. See, all these things show us what Megillah is so important. Okay, so chapter 1, Ahasuerus decided to make a party. Simple explanation, the purpose of this chapter 1 is to tell you that Vashti is going to get killed. Really, the truth of the matter is, you didn't have to know this. Vashti was killed. I mean, the punchline is Esther's going to be the queen and Haman is going to come to the picture. I says, what's the purpose of description of the party? In Malchut, Rabki Ad HaMelech, they give wine to everybody, drink wine. And the Gemara says about wine from all over the countries. And Ahasuerus rules 127 states. I don't care less. Ahasuerus will do one not. You know, like this guy in Iran. Who cares? The guy is going to decide Hashalom to kill the Jewish people. It doesn't matter in how many states he rules. So Ma says, wait, I'm going to tell you something. He was very big. I don't care if it was really small. The Greek can come from a small one. And then he makes Hitler, Eichmann, you need to do the whole world. So Mishukina. He killed millions of people being just one country. It was Chmielewski, this in Spain, the acquisition. It doesn't matter. Megillah tells you 127 states. Now he's making a party for 6 months, 180 days from all over the world. Coming, the hospital. I said, what is this? He's a king. I said, I don't understand, what's the purpose? And the Gemara says he spent so much money, he lost all his money. The government had no money, then he had to pay. The Megillah ends, he had to pay new taxes. So the Megillah tells us, I don't care less, but it's part of the thing to tell you how much money he spent to do the party. And I said, what does it make? And Megillah was described how nice was the palace and everything, and everybody's coming, and there was a seat, what kind of beds made from gold and silver. And the Gemara describes pillars he brought from all over the world. Very thick, wide pillars, the Gemara says. People can lie on the pillar. Such big pillars holding all over. I don't care less. I really don't care less. Give wine to everybody. I don't care. What's the purpose of it? And if the purpose is what the Gemara says, that Mordechai told Amisad not to come to the party, and 18,500 Jewish people went to the party and did not behave, so the main thing is missing. It's called Aikar Chaser Ma'asefer. The Megillah should have said, so we went to the party, 18,500 people came in, they did not behave, and the decree came upon Haman soon because of that. But it doesn't say that. It doesn't say anything about Jewish people coming to the party. It doesn't say. The Gemara says, well, Mordechai was there, and then Haman was there, and who cares? What's the purpose? I don't know. I'd have to know when Mordechai was inside the party. And Mordechai stood outside. The Gemara says, told everybody, don't go. Same explanation means it's a goyish thing, you know, you don't go to you go a party. Same explanation. They didn't listen, they go inside, and they drank. Doesn't say they got drunk, but they drank and they got high and they did some sins. That's what the Megillah starts. And again, it's Baruch HaKodesh, we have to know the punchline here. What is really the purpose of the scripture on this party? And the Megillah will go on, they're looking for a wife and found Esther. Esther is Ahasuerus. Says the Megillah, and says the Gemara. The Ahasuerus asked Esther, where are you from? I don't know. I said, what do you mean, don't know? Who is your father? I don't know. Who is my mother? I don't know. What nationality you have? What passport you have? I don't have a passport. You have a birth certificate? I have a birth certificate. It says, who is this guy? This guy is somebody found me next to a garbage can and they adopted me. 4 years, 5 years, Ahasuerus is pushing Esther to tell him who she is. Not only that, the Gemara says, it makes a party. People will come and ask Esther, hello, Shalom Aleichem, Chitori, Kagdila, Vanya, Wagei, Ji, all the languages. Ask Esther, where are you from? Ahasuerus made a party. Ahasuerus made the Megillah says, he gave a break to all the taxes. 127 states should come and should appreciate and respect Esther and give a lot of honors. And this is in order to know who she is. It's a big embarrassment, you know, the first lady. She might have born in Honolulu. I can't find a birth certificate. It's a description. She doesn't know, whatever it does. The Gemara says he goes to Mordechai. He asked Mordechai as an advisor. He didn't know Mordechai who was. It was just an advisor for him because Esther told him better put the Jews in advisor. Like Nixon. So Mordechai told him, you know what? Make a new parade of girls that want to become queens. And maybe Esther will budge. And Esther Megillah emphasized back and forth. Ahasuerus asked Esther, who are you? I have no idea. Are you sure? 100%. Really? You know what happened to my first wife? One time she didn't behave. You know what they did to her? They sent her to the carpenter over there. And they cut her to pieces. Are you sure? I have no idea who I am. You sure? 100%. Then comes the decree of Haman. Let me give her the text. Come the decree of Haman. So the decree came out, and Mordechai came to the palace, told Esther, and said, okay, do it, Ta'anit, first 3 days. Do it, Ta'anit, first 3 days, and I'll go speak to Ahasuerus, even though it's very dangerous, because Haman made a decree, nobody should go into Ahasuerus, and Ahasuerus accepted it. And the last 30 days, I wasn't called to Ahasuerus, you know? He doesn't talk to me, doesn't see me, doesn't text me, nothing. But Mordechai said, you better go. I'm in danger, so I'm going. Okay, first 3 days. Yom HaShlishi, the third day of Ta'anit, Megillah tells you, here starts the miracle. Similar explanation means, soon you're going to see the miracle later, soon. So, Megillah says, okay, Esther decided she's going to Ahasuerus, and she's scared, she thinks she's going to die. She's going to die in Ramazer, Mabam, whatever the Gemara says. He goes in, Ahasuerus said, oh, what you want? He said, I want to make a party, a wine party, you and Haman. Very, very strange thing. That's what he came? No, he knows probably there's something else, and he's waiting. And Megillah.
Okay.
So Ahasuerus said, get Haman quickly. We're going to Esther. The Gemara says a few reasons why she invited Haman, but soon you see. Come to the party, and Ahasuerus asked Esther, the party, so what do you want? She said, you know what? I would like to have a party tomorrow night. Very strange. And then she adds, tomorrow I'll tell you who am I. You asked me the last 4 or 5 years, who am I? I'll tell you tomorrow night. I'm going to show you my passport. Hold it. Esther, I don't understand you. 5 years, he said, you don't know who you are. And he threatened you. And now you're telling him that tomorrow night he can tell him who you are? Didn't you tell him the whole time you don't know who you are? You don't know this guy. He is a short fuse. He killed his wife for nonsense. He killed Vashti for nonsense. You want to tell him tomorrow? You want to tell him now? No, tomorrow night. Why do you tell him now? The last question, tomorrow night. Tomorrow night? What's going to be tomorrow night? I don't know. Esther, what made you say that? Why did you decide to say it? When you say tomorrow, you're going to tell me who you are. You know what can happen to you? On the spot, they can kill you.
Okay.
Tomorrow night. Okay. Megillah says tomorrow night. In the meantime, between the two nights already, Mordechai was on the horse, the Megillah tells you, it means nothing. So the next night, the Megillah tells you, come to the party. Ahasuerus asks Esther, okay, tell me what you want to tell me. Well, if I first I want to show you my passport. I'm from Israel. I'm from Yerushalayim. I'm an orphan. Somebody found me. She doesn't tell about Mordechai yet. But she said, I'm Jewish. I'm a Jewish girl. Ahasuerus? Nothing. He stands still. Like, you know, not surprised. Okay, well, you're Jewish. I said, America, hello? What happened to you? He said, excuse me, what? 5 years I ask you who you are? And he said, you don't know. And I tell me you're Jewish and you have a passport? Where was the passport all the time? You told me you got no passport. I see you have a passport. Oh, that's how you looked like when you were a young girl? Yeah, here it is. That's strange. Okay, so tell me, so what is all about? Well, I tell you, the time since I'm Jewish and somebody sold us to be killed. Ahasuerus, listen, you know you did it, right? Haman came to you and Haman offered you money to kill the Jewish people and he told him, Akesef natum lach, keep the money. Be'am la'asot boka tov benecha. Killed the Jewish people. Said to him, Ahasuerus hated Jews as well. And this Haman. He gave Haman his ring. Haman sits over there in the party, they're drinking wine. And as I said, you know what? I'm Jewish. Huh? So, Ahasuerus, you know what it means? It means you want to kill her nation, right? So, Ahasuerus says, what? Really? Who did it? Stop it. What are you acting? What are you talking nonsense? Look at your ring. It's on Haman's finger. You gave Haman your finger. Why are you acting like this? How stupid can you be? How liar you can be? You said it. You gave the ring. All the execution notices signed by you. There's the ring. Who is this? And as I said, this Haman. Haman! Megillah describes, he's having a heart attack. What do you have a heart attack? You said to kill them. What do you have a heart attack? Megillah says, he gets up from his seat. Furious. Amelech kam b'chamato mishtei yain. he leaves the room, he goes to have fresh air, he's going to have a stroke. He's going to have fresh air outside. It's an act? No, it's not an act. His blood pressure is 300. He said, for what? You know the whole thing. You made the whole thing. What are you upset about? You can just say, sorry, I didn't know you're Jewish, okay, because of you. No. I said, who said? Who did it? Who? Then he comes, he goes out to have some fresh air. The Gemara says, Hashem sent some angels. They're chopping some trees. Haman Sophia says, what are you doing here? You're cutting trees? He said, yeah, Haman told us. Nothing is shaken. So he runs back into the palace, more furious now. He says, where's Haman? Megillah says Haman falls on top of Esther. In 1 minute, we'll finish it off. Take, hang him, finished. It's not normal. The whole thing is a lie. It's fiction. It's impossible. I can tell me it's a miracle. Yeah, I tell you something happened. Miracle, okay. You can say, you know, Esther is Jewish and she came and she asked Ahasuerus, I'm a Jew, for me, please, I'm the first lady, please forgive this, my nation, and there's no reason why you're killing them. They didn't do anything wrong. And then it's finished. Okay, well, miracle. Fine. You can tell me this story about all of a sudden he reacts and he reacts like he doesn't know nothing. Secret of the Megillah. So with your permission, I want to say a few points first and then to get to the point. You know, Parashat Noach, Hashem told Noach, I love you very much, and you build a teva, and all animals will come in. And the Gemara says Hashem made the all animals will march next to the teva and they go inside. And Hashem told Noach, I want you to go and get food for all of them. Now Noach is going to be in the teva for 1 year. You can imagine how much food he needs for all the creatures. But the Torah is emphasized, you, Noach, v'ata kach lecha, you should go. Order from Amazon. Why have to go? Hashem is going to make a miracle. Hashem is going to make a miracle with the food too. Say, whatever it is, it's me, Noach. Now I have to go and collect food for all the creatures in the world. They're going to come. Some will two, some will seven. Again, it's stolen the Torah. The Torah also doesn't tell you stories. So what's the purpose of telling Noach? What's the purpose of the Torah writing? It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. The story is, Noach is going to go into the ark, and he's going to be Mabul, and then he's going to come out finished. You don't tell me, take the food, give the food, what's the... It's Parashat Noach. Parashat Lech Lecha is the First World War, 4 kings against 5 kings. And the 4 kings are winning. The Torah tells us they're winning, and they take the fortune of the people that they want them and their food. But difference does it make? They take the food of the people. That's when you win a war. Okay, you win a war, you take the looting. Okay, but you don't take the food. Who cares about the food now? If you jump a little bit, Parshat Vayetze, Laban chases Yaakov, and then they make a peace. And they decide to have a feast, a meal. They make like a little monument. And the Torah tells us to make a meal. Yes, it's more. You see, in the Torah constantly eating and drinking. And drinking all the time in the Torah means wine. Yitzchak. Avraham is mishteh gadol. Avraham says, Avraham Avinu used to... convince people to believe in Hashem by giving them a meal. Yeah, simple explanation. Yeah, you know, he made a meal. But this is, the brother came down to Egypt. Parashat Miketz. So Friday night, they eat with Yosef. Eat with Yosef. The Torah describes the what happened. So each one sits on the table, and each one gets a plate. Binyamin sits over there. He gets a plate. Then Yosef takes his plate, gives to Binyamin. Osnat, Yosef's wife, takes her plate, gives it to Binyamin. Menashe takes his plate, gives it to Binyamin. Ephraim, in the Torah tells us. The Torah says, you know, Binyamin got 5 plates. And again, there says the word manot. Rings a bell, mishloach manot. It says, means, it wasn't Purim, maybe it was Purim. I don't think it was Purim. On the calendar. What does this mean? Why are you giving him 5 plates? And Mr. What is this about? What's it all about? Well, he's not going to eat it. Well, what for what? Why does Torah write this? If we jump to Sefer Shmuel. Sefer Shmuel, Navi tells us, with the Kodesh, Ishachad was a person, how to pay him, Ephraim, so Elkanah, holy, holy man, he had 2 wives, Penina and Chana. Gemara says, usually 2 wives of a person hate them, each of them. Each one is a colleague. Penina had children, Chana had no children. Penina insults Chana, maybe it's from Shammai, maybe not. No. Okay. So the Navi tells you. So Elkanah used to come to Beit HaMikdash every year, every Chag, bring people along with him, people didn't want to go. It was in Shiloh, it was the Mishkan, the Shiloh. It was like a half a building. So the Navi says, okay, so he gave Penina food. And he gives Chana twice as much manot. 2 portions. 2 portions. What do you think? You give another portion, and then the Navi says, the Navi says she was crying, she has no children. She's 129 years old already. She got no children. Penina has 10. I think 10. And the Navi tells her, Elkanah tells her, listen, I love you. Doesn't matter if you have 10 children here. Here's another portion. You got 2 manot. Manot? What 2 manot? What? What manot? And how is going to convince her? The lady is very depressed. She's 129. She has no children. Her competition, Penina, has children. What's the secret behind it? The Gemara comes to the secret. The Gemara tells us that we should know the secret of our food and our beverages. It has a tremendous effect on our life. Because the food penetrates inside the system, and a person has inside his system 3 parts of neshama. One is in the brain, one is in the heart, and one is in the liver. And if you remember, the purpose of our life as a nation and as individual is to be united. That's why Avtal Chakamocha is the biggest mitzvah. We got to our Sinai. The reason why we got the Torah is because we were united. Our heart became one. Hashem wants us to become one. How are you going to become one? The Master says, I'll tell you what. One of the things is food. Sitting and eating together, and you have this in your mind. Not because my friend is here and I eat with him. Because I want to be united with him. I want to really, my heart, to feel that I want to be together with him. I have nothing against him. Especially, the Gemara says, Shlomo HaMelech says, Im ra'ev sonacha achilo lechem. You have somebody that you don't like, invite him for a meal. Then what's going to happen? By you giving him the food, and you have this kamuna, their food will change this guy's mind about you and change your mind about him. That's the purpose. That's the purpose of the food. The Gemara comes with strong statements. Gdola legima shemekarebet. The Gemara says this. You sit down and you drink with somebody, it becomes closer. It's not just a salesman and a customer. It's actually, it's going to convince. You don't know what it is? I took my client to lunch. The guy doesn't know. The guy thinks because he took him lunch, the client will give him what he wants. The secret behind it, that when the client will have it, his heart and his liver will lean towards that person. That's the purpose of all life. For this Hashem wants us to sit down and eat. For this Hashem wants us to invite guests. For this Hashem expects us to have the Geula because we're going to be united. As the Gemara says, Geula, yes. Unity will bring it. And the Gemara says, in the time of David HaMelech, people used to go to the war, used to be killed all the time. In the time of other kings, even though they did not obey all the mitzvot, but they united, then they used to come back, no casualties. Not one person was killed. Not one. The Gemara says, what's the difference? He says, I tell you what the difference. If you united, the Nabi says, Hashem, let go. Let go. Why let go? Because after Chakamocha is the most important thing. So the Rambam says, you don't know. The Rambam says, you know, Rosh Hashanah comes, you say, you make yourself your own accounting. You say, okay, this year was very good. Good. All the mitzvot, oh, Hashem didn't miss tefillin, didn't miss shacharit, didn't miss mitzvot, everything. And, you know, one time I spoke Rosh Hashanah. Oh, one time, you know, I didn't like somebody. I didn't love somebody. So the Rambam in his commentary, you know what? Comes to Rosh Hashanah is a scale. But you don't know, says the Rambam, what's the weight of every mitzvah? What's the weight of every sin? So don't think because you think this year, Rosh Hashanah, this year I can tell you for sure I was good, kept Shabbat and said the Moadin, everything. You know, so one little thing, you say, what is this? After Hakamocha, you know, this guy, I don't get along with him. He said, you know what? All the mitzvot he did the whole year is worthless compared to this one, very, very heavy on the other side of the scale, says Rabbi. You don't know. Rabbi writes in his commentary, Sadacha. You don't know what is the weight of the mitzvot and what's important. One thing you do know, after Hakamocha is the biggest. You know for sure. It's one of the heaviest mitzvot that we have. And on the contrary, it's not something about Avecha. You don't like somebody anymore. Or say, you don't do anything. You didn't do anything to him. You say, it's not my type. I don't like him. I don't like him. You don't know how much this one weighs. So it means all the mitzvot you do is worthless. You kept Shabbat. It's nothing. Nothing. So the whole purpose of Purim is Purim Yeshua. It's a Geula. It says, we have to sail towards the Geula only by unity. Okay, here's the patent. Give me a patent. So that Purim Shloach Manot. That's it, finished. Actually, Nabi says, Ezra opened second Beit HaMikdash finally, and Mordechai was there, and Ezra gave a speech. Ezra gave a speech in Beit HaMikdash, and told the people that came from Iraq, from Iran, shame on you. Look, you brought non-Jewish girls with you. This is your new wife, with no conversion. And you don't even know how to speak Hebrew anymore. You forgot Hebrew, you don't know how to read Torah. So Nabi said, start to cry. Nehemiah said, listen, he said, don't cry. Let me tell you something. Go home. Do Mishloach Manot. He said, excuse me, Mishloach Manot? I said, Rosh Hashanah. And I'm Purim. And then I'm in the text. And one of the Chachamim tells us, he does, and I know other people do it, before Shana Sim Shloach Manot. Where do you get it? I got it from Mordechai. What do you know? Mordechai Sim Shloach Manot. Shloach Manot for what? Today's Rosh Hashanah. You don't say it. The purpose of Shloach Manot is to be united. I tell you what. You send it to your friend, Shloach Manot, it means like this. Two. So how do you get to two? I got it from Chana. What do you mean got Chana? Chana hates Penina. By the way, you should know that she hates Penina, and that it's also that blocks her from having children.
I'll have a pattern for you.
You connect to me, Elkanah said. He said, here they have two pieces.
Shlach Manot, I said, Shlach Manot, two.
Then your heart will connect to my heart and your liver will connect to my liver. And I says, and now your head will be a little straight. Straight, leave her alone. You don't hate her. You don't hate her. You get a child. That's the secret of it. Then she prays, and then she accepted, and then she had a baby. She says, Daria, I want to tell you something. You know, you pray to Hashem, if you have no Avecha Kamucha, Tfilah doesn't go. He says, how do you know? From Chana. Chana prayed 129 years. I don't know, 129, whatever it is. Tens of years she was praying, she got no child. All of a sudden, she prays to have a child. Why now she's having a child? She's praying now. She prayed the last 70, 80, 100 years she's praying for a child. She doesn't have it. I tell you, until now, she hates her competition with Pnina. Now, something changed in her heart, in her liver. I says, that's Navi tells you the secret of Hannah having a child. It's going to be Shmuel and Navi, Shmuel. Who was born because of Elkanah, was a good psychiatrist, and he knew what to do for her to change her so-called heart and liver. So by giving food, that's what happened. And that's the purpose of the wine as well. The Gemara says somebody drinks wine, and here's the Rat Kavana. The Gemara says, then you know what Hashem wants from you. Notim lo midat kono. Don't get drunk. That's the secret. The Gemara says you have to drink a lot on Purim. Yeah. So the Gemara, mainly in Seudat Purim, at the Seudah you should have wine. Because the person that for him, you must have it. You know why I must have it? Because I tell you, even though if you don't have gas, that the energy of Mordechai and Esther that you sit down and you're going to have the meal and Purim is going to penetrate inside your heart, into your liver, and you'll be united with Am Yisrael. That's the whole purpose. Not Purim, not nothing. Doesn't matter where you get dressed up. The purpose is to be united. Wine does it. And the meal does it. And here comes the Torah and tell you in the beginning, you know, Adam HaRishon was told by Hashem, don't eat it from the tree, because it's going to penetrate inside you. And then what's going to happen? It's going to go inside your liver, and inside your heart, and you're going to rebel against me. And that's why we're here, I mean, that's in Israel. Because Adam HaRishon ate food. What has to do with eating? And the Gemara says, Hashem asked Adam HaRishon, do you regret? He said, no. I said, you can eat more? He said, yes. He said, hey, what happened to you? How is it possible? But you ate the wrong food. As it goes inside you, changes your habits. That's how kosher food is important. But that's how important before you start eating, that the food should do the right thing, comes inside you, because the food has certain neshamot inside. And if something is not 100%, you get a change after the meal. Who says it? The Torah says it. Achalta besabata. Yeah, then all of a sudden do Avodah Zarah. What has to do with me eating? What is saying in Shema Yisrael? Ve'achalta ve'sabata. Sabata means wine. He says, you ate and you drank? Be careful, you do Avodah Zarah. And Hashem is going to send you out of Eretz Yisrael. What has to do with my food? And the Torah repeats it later. Because that's the secret of the food. The food brings you, Och Hashalom, send you back. Especially if you send somebody. The Gemara says, people in Yerushalayim never sat and ate unless they knew who is the guy with them. Why? Because you sit with him and he gives you something to eat, and that he, so-called Hashalom, might influence you. Even though you have the right kavana, that you want to give him, you want to be united with him, and you want him to think like you, you don't know what he's going to have in mind, and what he's going to give you. Hey, you're only here, I give you wine. And that's what Hashem tells Noah, I want you to get the food for the animals. You know what the purpose is? Because you're going to be 1 year in the Teva, and 1 year, it's not a conservative shul in the Teva. Men is to be one side, David one side. Ladies one side. So think about it, the animals did the same thing. Animals also. All the animals besides two animals, the crow and the dog, have the male one side, the female one side. So what is this? What does it mean exactly? in heaven, mechitzah in the heaven. It means because they ate the food. That's what the Gemara is busy telling us. Noach was busy the whole time. He gives them food. He gave them food. And he told his children, you give my food to the animals. I said, why? Put it over there. Let them eat. No, but you give it to them. It's like their heart and their liver. The animals have no neshama, but they had the heart and liver. So they can listen to you. They're not going to go and jump to the lady section. And that's exactly what the Torah tells us constantly about sitting down and eating, having food. It means a connection. This is true. But it's there a secret, a top secret. Usually a person, Adam Rishon had five pieces of neshama, five. And one in his brain, and one in his liver, one in his heart, and two on top of him, two antennas. A person has really five pieces of neshama. We don't have it. This is within the golden calf. Moshe Rabbeinu had it. The Gemara says, we'll have it when Mashiach will come. The Gemara says, five. Here the brothers come down to Egypt. Yosef is making a feast. They're going to give five manot, mishloach manot, to Binyamin. Binyamin, the Torah says, Binyamin is going to have five plates. Five plates? Yosef gave him his plate. Osan, her plate. Menashe, his plate. Five, his plate. And the Torah says, now Binyamin has five plates. I don't get it. It was a hint from Yosef to Binyamin. But the Gemara says, Binyamin never sinned in his life. Die without a sin. It means like Adam HaRishon, before the sin, he got five pieces of neshama. The food represent neshamot, connection to neshama. And of course, only Binyamin is connected to Yosef. All the brothers are not. So nothing. He gave each one a blade, forget about it. They want to kill him later. That's the secret of our life. Come to Megillah, tell you punchline, look. So the Gemara HaShverosh was a king on 254 states. Lost 127 wars. I don't care less. I'll tell you something. Wait. Amolech, Merodov, Kush, Sheva, Vesrim, Mamadino. We're going to tell you, you know, Ahasuerus ruled 127 states. I don't care. Who cares about it? If it would rule one, no. You don't get it. Soon you see, he's making a party. He's going to give wine to everybody. He's going to give food to everybody. This is the client with the salesman. Now they're all going to listen. They're not going to rebel against him. That's the secret. That's the purpose of the party. Still, I don't know why I need to know. Soon you know. Wait. But the Megillah starts with that statement, a party. So why a party? Hey, remember Sudat Purim? That's it. Sudat Purim is to remember the party. So what does it mean? What does it mean? It means that you get influenced by sitting down eating. And he called all the heads of 127 states. They're all going to sit over there, they're all going to drink, and all the people, they're not going to rebel against him. That's the Gemara says. Okay, fine. One day Haman comes to the picture. Here's the story. Esther said to Mordechai, let them fast for 3 days. It's a secret. Because after you fast for 3 days, you get all the bad elements from the food that you ate and the bad thoughts that you had. They said in all the seminars of Erachim and other ones, after the 3 days, people come to do teshuva. I said, why? Because before you came to the seminar, who knows what you ate? After you sat in the seminar and you ate 3 days of kosher food, the bad food what you had in the system that won't let you think right is out of your system. And now people do the show. So it's the 3 days of Ta'anit, that's the secret. It's the secret of Ta'anit is term. Next week, Thursday. Even if Mashiach comes, you still have it. Because it's not morning Ta'anit. So Esther on the third day, and she fasted as well. She goes to Ahasuerosh. She says, what would you like? I said, I would like to have a party with you. A big Haman too. What? Party? For what? I tell you what, you come to the party, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Let me tell you something. Ahasuerosh, you drank some wine? Yeah. You okay? Yeah. Let me tell you something. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you who I am. Excuse me? He doesn't budge. He doesn't say nothing. He's not surprised. I'm not surprised. What do you mean? How come you don't tell her? The last 5 years, 4 years, I asked him who you are. He said, I have no idea. Now you're telling me? So she's getting executed immediately. He's calm like a fish. What happened? He got connected to Esther's heart, to Esther's liver. That's the purpose. Likewise, remember you made the party? Why did you make a party? 180 days for everybody in the world. For what? That wasn't a jubilee. It was a purpose. That you gave them wine and you gave them food. Eventually, they're on your side. It's not a bribe. It's actually an act that changes the person's ideas. Tomorrow night. Hashem says, so what? She gave him wine already. I said, let me tell you something. Here's my passport. Oh, yeah, very nice. Are you Israeli? Oh, I love Israel. Oh, yeah, really? What happened? I thought you hate him. I thought you gave your ring to Haman. He's so calm and nice. I said, yeah, what did he say? I said, somebody wants to kill me. Who? Stop acting. What do you mean, who? You gave the ring. He doesn't even connect himself to that. He's so far now from that. Because he's so connected to Esther, to her liver, to her heart. I said, really? I said, Haman, he's having a heart attack. He's running outside. He needs a fresh air. What happened? What happened to you? Got connected to Esther via the wine. So Esther knew the first night, he's not there yet. She said, I need one more night of connecting to him with the wine. With the food, finished. He's going to be on my side. He goes outside. He saw what he saw. He comes back inside. You see him. He said, hang him. Finished. That's the story of the migration. That's how important Chachamim say to have this imayah, the Mishloach Manot, the Sudat Purim. It's not Mishloach Manot, the Sudat Purim. It's a connection. A connection between us, among us. It's called Mishloach Manot. To remember the Manot from Elkanah. The Manot Elkanah gave Hannah, so-called, to fish her out from her bad thoughts, not to love everybody. It doesn't matter, it's a competition in Spina. Umar says constantly those ladies fighting. Chamesra Tzahot, always competition, ladies competition. So what's the problem with you? The snake, forget about it. Connect yourself to your wife. You say, give her two manot. Hana, now you go pray. Finished. One day, she made it. And that's the purpose of Sudat Purim, to connect yourself to Mordechai and Esther. Mordechai and Esther said, it's Sudat Purim. That's what the purpose is. I say, supply yourself. The energy of Mordechai and Esther. As the Gemara says, Purim will stay forever, Megillat Esther stay forever. Yeshua comes on Purim, all the Brachot comes on Purim. It's because you are united among yourself, united Mordechai and Esther, Mashiach Marbem.